trying to tackle, win tackles, and, you know, be physical, make sure we want it more than the other team. Yep.
If people look at this game and say Salt Lake's midfield beat San Jose's midfield, is that a fair criticism?
I mean, I wouldn't say that. You know, obviously, goals, you know, beat us today. Obviously, they kept better possession in the midfield than us, but. You know, I think it was a you know, pretty even game. Obviously, first half, I would say personally that they kept the ball a little bit better than us. But, you know, throughout the whole game, I think, you know, we created some chances. We didn't take advantage of it, and that kind of hurt us at the end.
Did they have too much possession, just, I mean, in terms of dominating that
second field? In the first half, they were keeping the ball pretty well. So, you know, I think obviously we gotta learn from that, and, you know, we got to learn to break teams down.
There were times last season when you'd fall behind one or two goals where the team seemed to slump. Tonight, we didn't see that, and the guys actually, you kept the pressure up to the very end. What is the change?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, very disappointing start, but, you know, we can't let this bring us down. You know, I think we got to forget about last year, and, you know, obviously it's not a good start, but like you said, you know, we're going to be a team this year that we're going to fight through 90 minutes no matter what, if we're winning 2-0 or if we're down 2-0. So I think we showed that tonight. You know, we were a bit, you know, obviously unlucky. We had a few chances that we, you know, that would have gone in or went our way, that, you know, it would have been a different game. But, you know, we got 2 weeks now to regroup. And I think we got to learn from our mistakes in this game, and obviously come out flying the next game.